Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Steve Jones here at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Our thanks to our great friends at Sunbury Motors. Fourth Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We welcome back the incomparable Sarah Bartlett to the show. Big Matt Farron. Great to have her back. And, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the mystical and incredible Kevin Herr.
That might be special.
No trouble.
That's just an internal memo. Great to have you with us.
Always happy to be here. Thanks for letting me hang out for another couple of more days. And, you know, every week I know it's a hope that I can come back again on Monday.
Well, you won't be here next week.
That's true.
Well, boy, I tell you right now, the potential to double the ratings. Wow. Really at hand.
Yeah, you know, it's an opportunity for you to shine now.
Moi? Just hanging in there best I can every day. No, I'm just, I always ask myself exactly how far do the Hurt coattails go?
Not that far. No, it's still in time. I'm getting there. And then if you click on the link for the new Nike uniforms, you'll not only see all the team's uniforms from 8 miles away, but you'll also with a in the uni.
That's wonderful.
The front. It's part of the gloves. They are really well. I know. It's great stuff. I'm actually hoping that Carissa Maxwell will give us a call to give us a perspective on those uniforms.
Wow.
You're just in awe now, aren't you? You're going to run out. You're the month. I know. Seen some of the going to come out on the web, but most of the for 5 years and kind of involved in that. I changed. What do they remember? They had a
pants
and gloves and shoes. Follow what you're going to tell
me
next.
Yes, yes. It's a slightly sleeker look. No doubt about that.
Yeah, how's this going to look on a 350-pound lineman though? Sleek is not a term I would use for those guys.
Yeah, well, it's yeah, they aren't sleek, but still, it's nice. That's really well done.
I just, like I said, other than the Seahawks jersey and uniform, not much changed.
Yeah, but what about for example the Tim Tebow jersey? It's got to be out there now.
Well,
as a Nike.
Yeah, but you can't. You won't be able to buy it for a little while.
Oh, come on, man. Everybody who calls this show wants it.
Hang on, I'm trying to. I want to see if I find a Tebow photo of the new jersey. But let's see.
Well, they use Sean Green of the Jets as their model.
They didn't have anything for Tebow.
So they have outline in green is the Seattle jersey.
Neon green,
yeah,
not
neon.
Just green, and the eyeball and the helmet is different too. The eyeball and the helmet went in neon green, and then they have some sort of a checkerboard style pattern across the top that goes where the stripe normally would be, and then the two logos, the two Seahawk logos on each side, actually merge in the back of the helmet.
Right.
And this helmet is very reminiscent of what they did with Oregon. Now, is it true that, like Oregon, Penn State's going to have a different uniform for every game?
Hell no. And I have no idea.
And I am really glad that nobody took up the Oregon idea of the silver shiny helmet. I think that they really, after watching the Rose Bowl and having many of the wide receivers blinded by the defensive back's helmet and the sun glare off of them, I think they need to ban that color on helmets.
Yeah, but you know what, though? This let me bring up, though, an issue in all this. When I look at the base picture of all the uniforms together, the numbers are all readable.
True.
Right? Okay. I have not done an Oregon game, but I know friends that have broadcast Oregon games, and they say it's hard to broadcast an Oregon game if they're in a certain uniform. Because you can't see the numbers. You can't read them.
I would imagine the yellow uniform would have been the worst.
Northwestern came out with a throwback jersey for the Penn State game. You couldn't read the numbers. You couldn't read them.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
You couldn't read them. Somebody said, well, read the helmet. I said, so we're 250 feet away. I said, how am I supposed to read the helmet number? So, again, I had to sit there. Jeremy Ebert's a certain body type. No, I'm not kidding. This is how I did the game.
I know that. I've been there. I feel that. I'm just laughing because I can relate to it.
Or a certain body type. And you have to be able, between Colton Kane and Dan Persa, you had to sit there and try and figure out who was in a quarterback, where they were positioned, because you could not read the numbers. I did a game with Central Florida once where I decided to go with this light green scheme of numbers. Couldn't read them. Well, what good is it then? Oh, on TV it looks good.
At least you have the TV numbers on the shoulders. But you know what? The worst colors combinations, and unfortunately, and I mean no offense to the folks of these two schools, but we have two in our area that use them, and that's white and orange numerals. That right. is not a good combination to be able to read.
Well, you can't do it. And that's this goes for the fans, too. I think the fans would like to know who they're watching out there. And
well, Oregon,
the Rose Bowl. Paul Keels did the Rose Bowl. He said, right. "Steve, I couldn't see the numbers."
Well, and they're small too. They're not real big on the Oregon jerseys. They're not like full chest, right. You know, to belly
these
button style
all,
numbers.
At right? least somebody had the common sense that these are all readable.
Well, the worst Oregon jersey I thought was the yellow and the silver numbers. But when you have white jersey, silver pants, and the silver number, that's the worst. That's even worse than the yellow. White and silver, just they blend so close together, even the outline of the number doesn't even show up.
Right. On these, all the numbers show up. I mean, but the NFL has regulations on this, too, in terms of numerical size. And, I mean, you can pick out everybody. Larry Fitzgerald, you can pick out Wes Welker, you can pick out Archuleta, Alex Smith, and Ndamukong Suh, Earl, you can get anybody. Cruz, him, Seahawk, the individual, trying to bring out who it is. An issue. That, you know, then, as far as I'm concerned, the uniform you just made is junk. Back jerseys, they were junk. I mean, nobody in the stands knew who was playing for Northwestern. Nobody.
I'm trying to find a picture of that so we can put it on our webpage. I have to find
it. It was a throwback. They had silver helmets with the purple numbers on the helmets. Well, again, right. But they're only a certain size. You can't see it from there. So I remember going through pregame warm-up. And in pregame warm-up, same thing. I'm looking at, you know, what body type is what player. That way I knew where the chess pieces were in the field. Because when I set a formation with names. You want to know who's making that play, making that catch. And it makes it very hard. It's not just to do the job. I'm thinking of the fans here. The fans need to also look down and say, oh, yeah, that's Jeremy Ebert. Oh, yeah, that's, you know, they got the person's Purse is split out now, and Colton Kane's the quarterback. So
I can't find it. I'm going to have to find that so we can post that.
So there you go. So, I mean, yeah. These look good. They look sharp. Yeah. They're fun.
And they're the. I said, well, with every.
Didn't inherit enough of his mother's athleticism, did she?
No, I think inherited all of it. There wasn't a whole lot there either. Neither side really helped him out on that one. He's on his own.
Is he coming to the golf outing?
Probably not. He has that thing called school.
Oh. Well, he comes to the show.
Yeah, he might. The school kind of ends around 3-ish, and then it's baseball practice. So
yeah, because to be honest with you, kid and I need to have a talk. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show with, again, more fashion tips in a few moments.
Gas prices too high this summer? Bring them down. During the Drive for Less event at your Quality Plus Ford store, save big this summer on the full line of high-quality, fuel-efficient Ford cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. Drive for less in a built Ford Tough F-150 with best-in-class 23 highway miles per gallon. And right now, you can get a new F-150 equipped with convenience, chrome, and towing packages at $279 a month for 24 months. That's up to $5,250 in total savings or lease for just $279. Plus, you can drive F-150 over 590 miles on one tank of gas. You'll also save big with great offers on Focus, Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-NEXT-FORD. The Drive for Less event is happening now, so go to QualityPlusFord.com and get to your Quality Plus Ford store today.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Welcome back to the Fashion Hour. Great to have you with us. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Christian Louboutin on. Welcome. Where's Bartlett when we need her on this stuff?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to find her. That's a
You'll have to
question.
Find her? How did you lose her? She just got back.
I haven't been. Well, it's not my turn to watch her today, okay? I'll find her in a few minutes.
An important part of the show.
That Northwestern throwback uniform. It must have been so bad they didn't take any pictures of it.
It was horrific.
Well, we put up on the Facebook page, Steve Jones Show on Facebook. We have a link to where you can find the jerseys, and then leave your comments on the Facebook page to say, is this improvement, not improvement? Is it a waste of time? Give us your thoughts on the new jerseys.
I want a different question today, but that's
well, I didn't put the poll question up yet. That's not the poll question.
No.
The poll question was, when will Chase Utley return to the Phillies? And it was 62% of the voting public says not at all.
Oh, really?
25% say hopefully before the postseason. 13% think May will be the time that he comes back.
Really?
So if you've got another question, we can go ahead and get that one ready.
Yeah. Should basketball players be allowed to go to the NBA from high school, 1 year of college, 2 years of college?
Okay.
Because it's a lot of people have been commenting on one and dones.
Well, it definitely makes it a challenge to recruit because you don't know how long that stellar recruit is going to stick around anyway. Well, and then you have to recruit somebody else all over again.
Oh, exactly right. And that's one of the gambles that you take. You know, I find it interesting is that people criticize. I hear certain reporters criticize one and done. Okay. But then they criticize Andrew Luck for coming back for his senior year. It's same people. Like, what? Make up your mind. What do you want? You want him to stay? You want him to go? What do you want? The same people over and over again. One and done's are wrong. It's bad. It's bad for the game. Yeah, people would feel like they're watching Rent-A-Player. Andrew Luck, he's a fool. He never should have come back for his senior year. Should have gone to the draft. The same people. Make up your mind. Look, everybody's different. Everybody's different. And we know that. At least I hope we know that. Jared Sullinger. Everybody a year ago assumed he was a one and done. He was going to the NBA. And he looked at everybody and said, well, no, that's not so necessarily true. And people looked at him and said, yeah, right, yeah, yeah, really, really, you can't fool me. And he came back for his sophomore year. Andrew Luck came back for his senior year.
It seemed to work out pretty well for Andrew Luck.
Yeah. And it'll work out fine for Sullinger, too. It'll work out fine for Sullinger if he decides he wants to go in now. You know, Anthony Davis, I mean, you know, look at Anthony Davis and tell him right now, hey, you know what, you're going to stay another year. To do what? But again, I think it should be 2 years and 20 years of age. 2 years and 20 years of age.
So you're putting the age on it as well as the... Yeah.
Well, there's an age on it now. It's 1 year and 19 years old.
Okay. I didn't realize there was still an age. I knew the 1 year.
Yeah, everybody knows about the 1 year of school. A lot of people don't realize that it also is a an age thing at 19. I'd like to see it be 2 years and 20 years of age. Sarah Bartlett in the news. I think we found her. Back in a few moments here at WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Kevin Hurd going through the unveiling of the Nike uniforms today. And another hard-hitting sports day here at the Chateau.
We cover it all.
Whoa. Well, at this point, we ought to bring in Sarah Bartlett or Carissa Maxwell.
Both of which are on the docket.
On the docket?
Yes.
To be on the show?
Yes. Neither one is in studio at the moment or available at this very second.
Then stop driving them away.
I'm sorry. Can't help it.
Sunbury Motors Studio, by the way. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors. Kia also at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Numbers 1-800-795-9565. Kentucky won last night. Our poll question, how do you feel about one and dones? Anthony Davis is going to be a one and done, but he's going to be the first overall pick in the NBA draft. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, he'll be a one and done. Teague, the point guard, all likelihood a one and done. How do you feel about it? You feel like you're rent a basketball, or would you like to see the rule changed, and if so, to what? And that rule could be changed to letting the high school guys go back into school. So, I'd like to find out how people feel about that. Kevin, of course, wanted to do a poll on the new Nike uniforms. The question he came up with is, do you think they're neato? All right. Our number is 1-800. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. You also have the women's championship tonight. Number one's going head-to-head with Notre Dame against Baylor. Baylor beat Notre Dame by 13 earlier in the year. It's only actually the third time in the history of the women's tournament that all four number ones have made it to the site. But again, the Baylor's trying to become the seventh team to go through the season undefeated. Trying to get to 39-0. It'll be the seventh time in women's basketball that has happened. The Masters is later this week at Augusta National, and Major League Baseball gets underway this week. Maybe it's time to start kicking it in and finding out how you, the fans, feel about the Phillies' chances in the National League East. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565.
I'd feel better if everybody was healthy in the infield.
I'm sure you would.
I'm optimistic about Freddie Galvis. I think you were talking about him a couple of days ago. I think he'll be a future player for the Phillies. He's going to have to be a starter now, but I mean, I think there's a little future for him.
Oh, I think there is too. A guy has a great glove. He's not going to hit with the power that Utley does, but he'll be able to get some extra base hits with his speed. He'll be able to gap it with his speed. You know, and he'll at the bottom of the order, he's not a totally anemic bat. In the field, he might be superior to Utley in terms of range. And even though it's a different angle for him because he's come up through the Philly system as a shortstop, he'll still be able to turn the double play. So, what do you think the Phillies' chances are? I'd feel good about what their chances are, say, against the Mets, who are a mess. But the Marlins are better. And the Marlins are better. Ozzie Guillen managing the team. Might get Josh Johnson back into the rotation a bit. Mark Burley's a part of the rotation. Jose Reyes is now the National League batting, the reigning National League batting champion. It's the shortstop. Hanley Ramirez still not exactly enamored with the move to third base, but Ramirez is a quality player. The Marlins are a threat, and playing in a new park, they'll actually get some people to come out of curiosity. Washington Nationals are better.
Let me ask you this.
The Atlanta Braves.
I'm sorry. If you're Charlie Manuel and you're setting up your lineup, where's everybody going to go in the batting order? I mean, this is going to be a very interesting batting order for the Phillies here on opening day.
Well, you want Rollins near the top.
Right.
You want Tomei batting probably in the four spot.
Probably.
Right, four or five.
But with Utley out, you probably have
Galvis sitting in the eight spot. Probably have Ruiz sitting in the seven spot.
My question, the two, the three, is the real question mark for me. Who goes into the two, three? Probably Polanco would have to be in one of those. Utley's normally in the three slot, so who do you throw in the three slot now? That's where I think this lineup is going to be very entertaining on opening day. Is not where they line up on the field, but where they line up actually in the batting order. I mean, Victorino might be your two, and Polanco might be your three. I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Possibly. It's possible.
You definitely don't have that makeup that the Phillies had at the end of the season where Utley was in the three slot and then Howard was in the four slot, because a lot of times, well, Utley, let's face it, gets on base a lot, mainly because he is hit by pitch more than anybody else in Major League Baseball every year, even when he doesn't play a full season. So that's going to be, that's going to be tough to get around to that four slot in the starting lineup out of the gate to get to that number four spot.
Exactly. But they have the closer now in Papelbon. They have the three league guys in Halliday, Lee, and Hamels. They have, for my money, I'll tell you right now, Ruiz, I think, is just invaluable to that team behind the plate. The way he handles the staff, the way he handles everything defensively, the arm he has. And you know what? You need a clutch hit out of the guy, he'll deliver a clutch hit for you. Now, the Phillies are trying to change a trend here. The Phillies have gone a step down in each of the last 3 years. World Series champions, League Championship Series, Divisional champs. They need to turn that trend around. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Roger has some comments on the Phillies order. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? I think I know what the Phillies order is going to be, at least what Charlie Manuel said it's going to be. The Phillies are going to, like last night, they played against Pittsburgh in an exhibition game in Citizens Bank Park, and Juan Pierre led off. And I think when Juan Pierre is in the outfield, that's what he's going to do. That's probably why they kept him instead of Scott Fetnick.
Right.
The number two hitter is probably going to be Placido Polanco. The right. number three hitter is likely going to be Jimmy Rollins.
Right.
Clean up Hunter Pence. Shane Victorino will hit fifth. And then from there on out, let's see, you're right, Galvis will be eighth, Ruiz will be seventh, and who are we missing, Kevin?
Jim Thome.
Well, you know, or whoever else is playing first, Ty Wigginton,
right.
perhaps.
Geez,
right.
I hope it's Thome.
I doubt it will be Thome because I think it's just going to be a little much to expect him to play first base more than once a week just because of the conditioning it takes to get your body ready to bend over and field and so on and so forth. I think you'll see more of Ty Wigginton.
Right, and I agree with that because Tomey's only played first base four times in the last 6 years.
Yep.
And that is a big adjustment. And despite Kevin's pleas to have him play every day, Wigginton's a competent player who can hit for the Phillies in that park. Now, I know he's a right-handed hitter, but he can hit for them probably 15 to 20 home runs. He can probably hit 260, and probably with that lineup could drive in maybe 75 runs.
Yeah. And I personally wish they'd have kept Scott Podsednik rather than Juan Pierre, but Juan Pierre's a little younger being that he's 34 and Podsednik's 36.
Right.
But Podsednik tore it up this spring. I think he had, 380, something like that?
Yeah, he did. He had a great spring.
And so will he accept an assignment to Allentown, Steve?
I think he would accept it with the idea he can get himself back to the major leagues. I think he would. Yeah, I think he would accept that to give it a shot. You know, especially with the Phillies have a fragility to them in a couple spots that I think he knows he could get back up there.
Well, they're extremely fragile in the infield, and I saw this coming the offseason. Truthfully, I thought it was Polanco that would have a hard time being ready for opening day, but there is no depth. The injury to Michael Martinez, the trade of Wilson Valdez, there's no depth. Lance next, Ty Wigginton. Aren't the answer when your middle infielders need a breather. They better hope that Freddy Galvis and Jimmy Rollins are extremely durable for the first half of the season.
Well, Freddy's going to be fine at second base, and it'll be a question of durability, but he'll be fine at second base. His ability to field will be an upgrade, and I think Utley's a very good fielder, but Freddy's better.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the ability, you know, even though it's a different angle, to play it and turn it, and he and Rollins will work really well together, and he's not going to hurt you that much of the plate, but he will never provide the power Utley does, but he'll provide a different kind of look at that spot.
Sure. And the bullpen, because Contreras probably is not ready for opening day. I believe that's correct. And
right.
Michael Stutz is on the injured list.
Exactly.
Given that now two out of five games, did they decide will Blanton make the rotation or will Kyle Kendrick? It'll be Worley. Is there four? When they need a fifth, will it be Blanton or will it be Kyle Kendrick?
I think that one's going to be. I think it's going to be Kyle Kendrick. I think he ends up being the fifth starter for them, and Worley, who's had an up and down spring, ends up being the fourth out of that. The first three guys are among the best three guys in the majors.
Yeah. Now, a couple of years ago, before they had Roy Oswalt, you remember Roy Oswalt pitched every fifth day, regardless
right.
of whether there was an extra day off or whatever. He pitched every fifth day.
Exactly.
Do you think they'll go back to him pitching every fifth day? Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay go back to pitching every fifth day like he did before they had Roy Oswalt?
I think they'll just put a Halladay in whatever is a comfortable rotation for him. I think every fifth day is a comfortable rotation for him regardless. And I think that maximizes the starts. That's why, for example, doing something like that, it's equivalent to moving somebody up in the batting order to get an extra at-bat in the game. You get him out there every fifth day, you're maximizing the number of starts you can get out of him in a season. I think that's that would be a wise move.
How long do you think they can get along without either Chase Utley? I mean, let's assume that Ryan Howard, even if he does have a setback, is back before the All-Star game. How long can they go without Chase Utley before they have to really make some sort of major move?
Well, I think they have to see what is the record by the middle of May. By the middle of May, if they look at the record and the record's fine and they're in first place, then they can buy themselves more time. If I find themselves not winning, the Braves are making a move, the Marlins have made a move, and they're languishing a bit, then they have to make a move. I think by the middle of May, I think May 15th is a big, that's 6 weeks into the season. That's 5 to 6 weeks into the season. And I think at that point you have to decide what kind of club you have, because you don't know about Utley's status. And you're right, Howard's not going to come back until the 4th of July.
Who do you see out of the gates the fastest of the other teams in the NL East? The Marlins?
I worry about the Marlins. The Marlins are really, really good. And what makes the Braves tough, I think a lot of people would like to have their five-man rotation. The Braves
when healthy,
are...
Right, when healthy.
Yeah, when healthy, because, I mean, Hudson had off-season surgery and, you know. But when healthy, their five-man rotation is good. But, of course, they have a couple of injuries, and Haywood becomes a real wild card in this, because you know from his rookie season he can deliver power in big numbers. You look at his second season, and it was so up and down and you have concerns about it. Now, Miami has concerns in that, you know, how healthy is Josh Johnson at the top of the rotation? But Burley gives them a veteran presence, I think, which is a big help. Reyes obviously gives them more jump. And if Hanley Ramirez can get himself mentally engaged in what's going on, then he becomes one of the better offensive threats in the National League.
And I think Anibal Sanchez is one of the best pitchers that no one's talking about right now.
Yeah, Sanchez is really good. And you know what? And what's interesting about that is, you know where they got Hanley Ramirez and Anibal Sanchez? They got them both from the Red Sox for Josh Beckett. And sometimes it takes a while. It takes a while sometimes for a trade to pan out for both teams. Well, it obviously has panned out for the Red Sox, because Beckett pitched them to the World Series in 2007. And Anibal Sanchez already has a no-hitter in his career. And Hanley Ramirez are two key cogs of what Miami has now.
Sure. Okay, guys. Well,
Roger, thanks. Appreciate it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Dave in Sunbury, who's been holding. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve. Well, you were saying about the I was going to tell him about third about Hunter Pence, but that other guy made more sense.
Right.
But that one and done, personally, I like four and done. Seems how I root for Penn State.
Well, four and done is a realistic one if it's not a top 25 rated player.
Yeah.
But also I also like it to be four and done once they get to the tournament too. You like to win four games and then be they feel like you really did something.
Yeah. So I said, you know, that and
anything else, Dave?
Well, I know you can't. That kid from Beaver Falls, did he announce yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yep.
Then I'll let you go.
Dave, thanks so much. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Carissa Maxwell in the house next. Well, let's go to her right now. Hello, Carissa. Great to have you with us.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well. Say hi to Kevin. It'll make his day.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you, Carissa? Thanks for calling in, by the way. Appreciate it.
Of course.
This is where Kevin and Carissa will bond over the uniforms.
Well, we had to get another perspective on uniforms. SteveJonesShow.com.
Well, I completely agree on the gloves and the shoes for me to wear them, because they're a little bit more enhanced. But I think everybody had their hopes built up that the uniforms were going to be computer.
Now, my question is, are you happy with the Dolphins uniforms?
yeah, I mean, there's... It's
glove.
Well, look, I think in terms of, I was expecting to see, because Nike had the Denver Broncos uniform when they made the change years and years ago. And that Nike made that design with the stripe down the side and so forth. And I was expecting to see more of that. Ironically, Lisa Hopi, who grew up as my next door neighbor here, she helped design the Steeler jersey. She works for Nike. And yes, Kevin, I could have given you a preview.
See, you never think of me.
Oh, no, I did. I decided not to call.
All right.
Carissa, thank you so much for your perspective. And she does a great job for us covering so many events. And we want to at least make sure that everyone understands she is an important part of the team. So, Carissa, thanks so much.
Anytime.
All right. Well, we'll get the Sarah Bartlett perspective in a moment as a sideline reporter. The Wunderlich test came up. Morris Claiborne got a 4. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 4 is low. Whew.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
It's Fashion Day here at the ballpark. Fortunately, you had some serious Phillies talk that kept me engaged. Morris Claiborne got a 4 in the Wunderlich test. That's the intelligence test that they give the football players.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. Vince Young had a 6 once. Took it again, took out a 16. You ever take that?
No. Yeah. I'm not sure I want to. By the way, Sarah Bartlett's ready to...
I took it.
Sarah Bartlett's ready to give her opinion.
What I scored a 47.
I don't want to know because it's going to depress me.
Oh, God. Well, I know. Well, Sarah, we're gonna. Sarah's there. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
It's about time you got back.
I know. I was MIA for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I mean, dude, at least fake that you missed the show.
I totally missed the show.
Yeah, right.
Not even faking it.
Kevin wants to ask you about uniforms.
What do you think of the new unis?
Well, my take. Well, first of all, obviously, I'm looking at the Ravens uniform.
Of course.
And I have, I'm looking at Ray Rice because he posted on his Facebook, obviously. And I like them. They're not too much different. We have a little collar-like thing at the top, which kind of looks like a polo. The gloves, they are slick. They are nice. But I feel like midseason, we're going to be like, okay, we get it. It makes the logo. Stop putting your hands together. But they're slick. They're slick. I like it.
Well, that's exactly what they say about this show, Sarah. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Sarah in the news following CBS at the top of the hour.